Hello, this is Mary Beth, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading articles from Buffalo Rising on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Get to Gates, sharing a personal health story to help others in the future. Contributed by Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars. I recently had a health scare that I thought could be related to a stroke. It turned out it was a mild case of Bell's palsy. I am doing well now, but I feel it is important to share publicly the symptoms of a stroke and what everyone should look for if you think you or someone you know recently suffered a stroke. In my situation, I had started to feel and see droopiness on the right side of my face, including my mouth, as well as an unusual amount of tears in my right eye. I was worried I might have had a stroke, so I contacted my doctor, who said my symptoms sounded like Bell's palsy, but that to rule out a stroke, I needed to get to a hospital. My fiancé took me to Buffalo General Hospital Emergency Department, and the excellent team from the Gates Vascular Institute performed several tests on me. Because the symptoms of a stroke are very similar to Bell's palsy, you need to act fast to rule out a stroke. As Kaleida Chief Medical Officer Dr. Michael Mineo said during a press conference I held earlier this month, you need to be fast when the symptoms I had occur for you. That means to look for B, balance changes, E, eye changes, F, facial droop, A, arms weakness and numbness, S, slurred speech, T, time to act. I thank the team at the Gates Vascular Institute for their incredible work during my emergency visit, as well as my primary care physician, Dr. Howard Sperry, for his response. At Gates, I received the same level of care as anyone else with the same symptoms would get. As they say in their public service announcements, it is crucial to get to Gates because they are best at diagnosing strokes and identifying the symptoms of other brain malfunctions. No matter what day it is or how busy you may think you are, you should immediately go to a hospital if you have similar symptoms. On another matter, Election Day is less than a month away. It's important for everyone to be reminded of the options for casting your ballot for the November 4th general election. Voting by absentee ballot allows residents who may be on vacation, currently deployed in the military, or otherwise unable to visit their normal polling place on Election Day to still have their voices count. Erie County residents can request an absentee ballot online at www.elections.erie.gov or in person at the Erie County Board of Elections, located at 134 West Eagle Street in Buffalo. If you have specific questions about the absentee ballot process, please call 716-858-7818. Additionally, early in-person voting will be held across the county starting October 25th. It's crucial that everyone who is eligible participates in this important democratic process and exercises their right to vote in elections that will determine who represents you. If you have questions about your eligibility to vote, where your polling place is located, or anything else concerning voting in Erie County, visit www.electionserie.gov or call 716-858-8891. Buffalo Restaurant Week, it returns. Don't miss one of the most anticipated culinary events of the year by Jessica Marinelli. Buffalo Restaurant Week is returning to the Queen City. Organized by Visit Buffalo in partnership with the Western New York chapter of the New York State Restaurant Association, Buffalo Restaurant Week is more than a foodie fest. It's a bold, flavor-forward celebration of the city's new identity. From October 13th to 19th, about 100 restaurants or more from across Erie County will showcase Buffalo's grit, charm, and culinary creativity through menus inspired by Buffalo's new branding and That's Buffalo for You advertising campaign. Quote, Buffalo's culinary scene reflects the same personality our campaign celebrates, creative, confident, and full of surprises, end quote, said Patrick Keller, Visit Buffalo's president and CEO. Quote, our chefs aren't just cooking great food, they're telling the story of who we are today as a region. From neighborhood favorites to upscale standouts, you can taste Buffalo's evolution in every dish, end quote. Throughout the week, participating restaurants will feature special lunch and dinner menus, giving diners the chance to sample a diverse array of dishes at various price points. In partnership with the Western New York chapter of the New York State Restaurant Association, Visit in Buffalo has invited chefs and mixologists to craft menu items that embody two of the campaign's signature phrases: refreshingly spicy, bold, adventurous, and unexpected with a Buffalo twist, and no fuss fancy, elevated comfort and local soul, simple, satisfying, and stylish. So, if you are looking for a hearty serving of Buffalo's signature comfort foods or want to explore inventive takes on global cuisine, Restaurant Week has something to satisfy every palate. For those who like to plan ahead, the event's official website has a simple search tool that allows users to filter restaurants by keyword, location, cuisine type, or even if they are minority-owned businesses, making it easy to find hidden gems or revisit perennial favorites. Buffalonians should take advantage of Buffalo Restaurant Week to explore new flavors, revisit favorite lunch and dinner spots, and experience the city's vibrant and delicious dining scene. Whether you're a longtime Buffalo local or a curious first-time visitor, Buffalo Restaurant Week is the perfect way to savor the city's rich, diverse food culture. Although all of the restaurants are fantastic, below are five that we will definitely be visiting. KT Caribbean Cuisine, 1325 Michigan Avenue, Wednesday through Sunday. KT Caribbean Cuisine Cafe brings the vibrant flavors of Trinidad and Tobago to the heart of Buffalo, New York, offering authentic Caribbean dishes inspired by tradition, culture, and family. Founded by husband and wife duo Terry and Kenwin Chittick, the cafe has grown from a humble food truck into a restaurant where guests can savor dishes like stewed chicken, curry goat, and street favorites such as doubles and polori, each prepared with care, fresh ingredients, and bold island spices. Angry Buffalo at the Rose Garden. This 2753 Worley Avenue, or Worley Drive, Williamsville, New York, Monday through Saturday. Since 1920, Angry Buffalo at the Rose Garden has been a favorite local gathering spot for great foods, drinks, and good times. More than just a neighborhood tavern, it offers delicious pub fare, lively events, sports action, and a welcoming atmosphere where guests can relax, have fun, and reconnect with friends just as they are. Restaurant Week dinner options include chicken schnitzel dinner, brisket mac and cheese, or a spicy salmon bowl. La Fiesta Cantina, 73 Allen Street, Monday through Sunday. La Fiesta Cantina offers a vibrant dining experience with authentic Mexican cuisine and a lively atmosphere. Their menu features scratch-made dishes like sizzling fajitas, flavorful tacos, and homemade corn tortillas, complemented by handcrafted margaritas and an extensive tequila selection. The restaurant transforms into a festive hotspot on weekends, hosting live music and themed events. Their Restaurant Week menu features a dinner for two for $65 with a choice of appetizer and dessert. Topo, 338 Ellicott Street, open 7 days. Topo is classic Italian cuisine served in a refined and approachable atmosphere. Under the guidance of Chef Phil Liminal, all of the food is incredible, prepared with fresh ingredients and traditional techniques. During Restaurant Week, for $25 per person, guests can start with a choice of Caesar salad or Tuscan sausage and potato soup, followed by a second course featuring eggplant parmesan, chicken milanese, spaghetti and meatballs, or orecchiette with sausage, white beans, and spinach. The Restaurant Week menu also includes an assorted petit dessert platter, perfect for date night. Buffalo School of Culinary Arts, 75 Huron Street, Tuesday through Friday, 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. Support the next generation of Buffalo chefs by visiting the school, Buffalo School of Culinary Arts. Their Restaurant Week menu, available Tuesday through Friday, features a different soup, main course, and carved meat each day, making it the perfect way to enjoy a hot takeout lunch on a busy workday. Free Fall Festival at the Factory showcases Buffalo's historic Pierce Arrow Commerce Park. Buffalo's North District will come alive this month with a celebration that blends community spirit, local enterprise, and a deep appreciation for history. The Fall Festival at the Factory will take place on Saturday, October 18, 2025, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Pierce Arrow Commerce Park, 255 Great Arrow Avenue. Hosted by Great Arrow Management, the free family-friendly event invites visitors to explore one of Buffalo's most significant industrial landmarks, the former Pierce Arrow Motor Car Factory, once home to the world-renowned luxury automobile manufacturer and a site connected to the 1901 Pan American Exposition. Great Arrow was proud to host this free community event and open house, said Aaron Fishman of Great Arrow Management. We invite everyone to join us for a fun day of activities and to see all the amazing things happening inside the factory, end quote. Now reimagined as a hub for creative and professional enterprises, the Pierce Arrow Commerce Park offers more than 400,000 square feet of flexible office and commercial space. The site has been carefully restored and modernized, preserving its architectural legacy while providing modern amenities for today's growing businesses. Guests are invited to tour the building, meet the tenants, and experience firsthand how this North Buffalo icon continues to evolve. Festival highlights. There will be trick-or-treating for the kids, delicious food trucks, pumpkins and fall fun, petting zoo, and activities for the whole family. The event is free and open to the public. The Pierce Arrow Commerce Park is home to a wide variety of tenants representing Buffalo's entrepreneurial and creative economy, including the First Floor, Great Arrow Management, Acteon Installation, Professional Drafting Service, Simmons Hockey, Amy Cross Viola, LCSWR, New York, Imaging Service, Tri-State Office Furniture, Western New York MMA and Fitness, O'Connell Machine Company, Bickford Paper Company, Infinity Dance Studio, Buffalo Wholesale Foods. Second floor, Buffalo Art Movement, 716, Leiden Architectural Services, Park Place Installations, Junk Free Skin, Band of Bards Comics, Buffalo Custom Enclosure, Buffalo Improv House, Chem Ecol, Cosmetic Brands of North America, Marathon Watch Company, Fetch Gourmet Dog Treats, Red Disc, Buffalo Reuse It, Custom Cast Molded Shoes, The Advertising Center / TAC Marketing, Jennifer Reed Photography, Parkside Prints, Courtney Grimm Photography, Quicker Company, University of Buffalo. The third floor, New York Imaging Service Warehouse, the Second Reader Bookshop, Buffalo Clay Company, Procreations Theatrical Surfaces, Buffalo Props, Venue Brands, Buffalo Girl Choir, Girls on the Run of Buffalo, West Side Community Services, Elizabeth and Robert Alt, Serenity Develop Investors, and Peter McCander, Beyond Hosting, Peter McCander. Beyond hosting the Fall Festival, the Commerce Park continues to attract growing companies seeking a distinctive space that connects Buffalo's industrial past to its entrepreneurial future. Heated indoor vehicle storage is also available for the winter season, with limited spots offered through May 2026. RFQ, Landscape and Maintenance Services for Ralph Wilson Park. The Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy invites qualified landscape and maintenance vendors to submit qualifications for the year-round care and maintenance of Ralph Wilson Park, a world-class City of Buffalo park located on Buffalo's waterfront. This RFQ is intended to identify vendors with demonstrated experience, technical capacity, and commitment to working in partnership with the conservancy, who may be invited to participate in subsequent Request for Proposals, RFP. The park is currently under construction and will be opening in phases. The first phase is scheduled to be under conservancy management through an agreement with the City of Buffalo as early as spring 2026 and to open to the public as early as summer 2026. The conservancy is seeking a partner to assume operational responsibility upon Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy beginning management of park operations as early as spring 2026. The park includes hardscapes, roadways, pathways, paved and concrete, pedestrian bridge, complex landscapes, trees, lawns, meadows, undulating hills, berm planting, ornamental gardens, living shoreline, aquatic planting, marshes, bioretention areas, etc., athletic fields, football, soccer, and baseball, softball, playgrounds and structures, restroom facilities, pool house, picnic shelters. The selected partner will help the Conservancy advance its mission to create a safe, vibrant, accessible, and inclusive waterfront park for generations to come. Submission instructions: email a PDF to opportunities@wparkbuffalo.org by 3 p.m. on November 3, 2025. Subject line: RFQ submission, Ralph Wilson Park Landscape and Maintenance. Max file size: 20 megabytes. Question and answer period. Questions should be submitted to opportunities@rwparkbuffalo.org by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on October 20, 2025. Questions that require clarifications will be compiled, answered, and posted on our website at rwparkbuffalo.org/RFQ-landscape-maintenance-services on October 27, 2025. This is entirely at the Conservancy's discretion. Open house, the Schenck House. The Schenck House, considered one of the oldest extant stone structures in the City of Buffalo, recently underwent a significant transformation. Built in 1822, the historic house, located at the Grover Cleveland Golf Course, has been transformed into an Erie County Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Museum. A few highlights of the project include the following: addressing years of flooding and water damage, including full remediation and removal of mold and damaged elements; stabilization of rear addition to original structure to create new kitchenette for public use; new drywall, floors, roof, HVAC, restroom, interior and exterior lighting, window trims, drainage, and landscaping; new accessible entrances, walkways, and restroom; creation of exhibit areas for display of historic documents and artifacts related to parks and regional history. Of course, when it was built, the property was farmland. Since that time, the house and the grounds have witnessed a lot, including: in 1910, the Buffalo Aero Club sponsored the first airplane flight in Buffalo at what is now Grover Cleveland Golf Course. Albert Fitzner flew the monoplane he designed, built at the Curtis Airplane Factory in Hammondsport, from the then Country Club Polo Field. The grounds became the site of the 1912 U.S. Open, won by John McDermott, who the year before was the youngest and the first American to win the U.S. Open. The golf course is the only public golf facility in North America to be designed by two of the most famous golf architects of the early 20th century, Walter Travis and Donald Ross. Grover Cleveland Golf Course is a 5,621-yard par 69. Nine of the 1912 U.S. Open holes still exist. In 2022, with the support of the Erie County Legislature, Erie County invested Renew Plan and American Rescue Plan funds into a full restoration of the Schenck House. Now, if you find that information interesting and you're happy to see the Schenck House shining again in all of its glory, you might want to consider paying a visit on Sunday, October 19th, when the Erie County Parks Department will be hosting an open house from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On that day, a county historian and a park ranger will be on hand to discuss the fascinating nature of the Pennsylvania German traditional style house and its surroundings. More information can also be found at www.3.erie.gov/park/schenck-house-rehabilitation. This is from film. 5 Cent Cine, One Battle After Another. The revolution will not be televised. After 16 years of living off the grid and smoking dope, former revolutionary Bob and his now missing daughter are separately being pursued anew by the government he thought was no longer interested in them. Bob, the name and alias, is on high anxiety alert through Paul Thomas Anderson's 2-hour and 40-minute film set to the background of fleeing immigrants and militarized government overreach. The mostly wasted kinetic energy expended by Leonardo DiCaprio is both touching and comic as he frantically seeks to save his daughter and himself wearing the Scotch plaid bathrobe he was in when the government men broke down the door of his house in the woods hideaway. 16 years ago, Bob and his fellow revolutionary, Perfidia, a very hot Tiana Taylor, were in love, members of a radical group, French 75, the name of a World War I cannon and cocktail, getting off on escapades and freeing immigrants from detention centers. Bob, then known as Ghetto Pat, set the distracting explosives and Perfidia confronted the military, guns at the ready. In deep postpartum depression after the birth of their daughter, Perfidia comes to the conclusion that she's more revolutionary than mother and takes off, leaving Pat, before he became Bob, to parent the infant. Another piece of Anderson's story, inspired by Thomas Pynchon's 1990 novel Vineland, is the extreme sexual attraction between Perfidia and the man who captures her, commanding officer Stephen J. Lockjaw, Sean Penn. All these characters, Bob, Perfidia, Lockjaw, have in common is a double life. Bob as revolutionary slacker and dad, Perfidia as a committed revolutionary sexually drawn to her nemesis, and Lockjaw as white nationalist wannabe who can't stay away from black women. Characters who are monolithic, like members of the White Nationalist Christmas Adventures Club, to which Lockjaw aspires, to belong, he desires their excessive wealth and community with the powerful, are the bad guys. One exception to the duality is a martial arts teacher or sensei, an empathetic Benicio del Toro, who is the calm Ocean Waves Bob, Ocean Waves, to Bob Storm, the community leader with a network of tunnels and contacts to facilitate immigrants escaping the arm of the law. Anderson and Pynchon revel in characters with ambivalence. Those without it, with a desire to return to a nostalgic vision of a static past, Ronald Reagan, MAGA, here the Christmas Adventures Club, destroy civil society. The action comedy that is, quote, one damn car or other type of chase after another, end quote, is set amidst this political milieu. From Pynchon, it was Reagan's reelection year 1984. For Anderson, it's today's MAGA land. Beautiful cinematography of a four-car ballet in the American Southwest closes the film, and a fascinating foot chase led by three lyrical skateboarders in moonlit rooftop profile anchors in the middle. At the sensei's direction, the skateboarders are guided to safety. The lumbering, doped-up Bob, the contrast between them both visually riveting and funny. An ever-present tension is underscored, sometimes overpowered, by the percussive soundtrack of longtime Anderson collaborator Johnny Greenwood. Numbers like Sherelle's Soldier Boy, backing Lockjaw, and Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, stay for the credits, will run through your heads days later. Anderson, whose There Will Be Blood should have won Best Picture Oscar, brings more to the comedic side than Bob's physical impairment from over a decade of smoking weed and once in a while attending a parent-teacher conference. Verbal humor erupts throughout. Bob contacts his revolutionary hotline to get help when he's chased out of his home by Lockjaw's legions. Except his pothead brain can't recall the password. What time is it, Bob? Unless he comes up with it, Bob won't get the help he and his daughter need. The telephone calls between Bob, who stops at least half a dozen times to plug and unplug the charger for his burner phone, and PC comrade Josh, "You're violating my space. This doesn't feel safe, Bob," will make you laugh out loud. At over 2.5 hours, one battle is probably too long. It doesn't need all those lengthy chase scenes, although remarkably, the tension never lets up. Not only a script backed by superb cinematography and music makes One Battle the best film we've seen in a long time. Taylor, Del Toro, Penn, and Chase Infinity as the daughter are all excellent, even if Penn's lockjaw is an overdrawn caricature. DiCaprio is magnificent inhabiting the Pat Barb arsonist dad role, especially as the brain-addled former revolutionary he has become. Anderson's genius is in providing high entertainment while delving into the problematic present. Here, he interrogates attraction to ideology and organization, the French 75 radicals, the Christmas adventures, progressive nuns in a convent, and their willingness to abandon those communities when pressed by personal needs and desires. Is everyone a rat to his or her cause? How does one survive a protest fascist government determined to shut you down? She says, a political from beginning to end, yet unlike the daily news, you won't want to avert your eyes. He says, you'll laugh and cry over what's happened to your country. The date is 2025, stars are 4 out of 4, director Paul Thomas Anderson, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, Tiana Taylor, Chase Infinity. Runtime, 180 minutes. Country, United States. Language, English. Other awards, 3 wins, location awards, and 2 other nominations, one for best trailer to date. Availability, showing widely in theaters in the U.S. and internationally. Streaming estimated to be available in mid to late December. A wickedly good week ahead. Buffalo's got the perfect mix of fright and delight. Halloween is here, and there are 2 things I can't get enough of: candy corn and incredible things to do in Buffalo. Okay, maybe I was kidding about the candy corn, but I'm dead serious about the events, trick or treat indeed. This event guide is packed with sweet, the scary, the hilarious, and the divine. In what other city can you hear Beethoven, catch a world premiere play, and party in the most haunted hotel around? Yeah, I can't think of one either. And speaking of haunted hotels, there are only a few days left to grab your ticket for the Witch's Ball, guaranteed to leave you screaming with delight. Get ready to monster mash the night away with this year's theme, Creature Feature. See you there. Buffalo's Rising's Witch's Ball, Creature Feature. The Statler Hotel, 107 Delaware Avenue, October 25th, 7 p.m. $60.54 to $188.58. Buffalo's biggest Halloween event returns as the 12th annual Witch's Ball takes over the Statler Hotel on the Saturday, October 25th, with live music, electrifying DJs, a silent disco, a costume contest, and mystical encounters with psychics, tarot readers, mediums, and more. Babel by Colm Tobin. Kleinhans Music Hall, 3 Symphony Circle, October 16th, 7:30 p.m., $22.50 to $122.50 for tickets. Join Just Buffalo Literary Central's Babel author series for an event evening with acclaimed Irish writer Colm Tobin, the award-winning author of Brooklyn, The Magician, The Master, and Long Island, and Oprah's Book Club pick. A novelist, essayist, playwright, and poet, Tobin is the Irene and Sidney B. Silverman Professor of the Humanities at Columbia University and the 2022 to 2024 Laureate for Irish Fiction. Beethoven Festival, Kleinhans Music Hall, 3 Symphony Circle. Nikki plays Beethoven October 17th and October 18th, Beethoven's Pastoral October 24th and October 25th, $17 to $120 for tickets. Nikki plays Beethoven, which includes Verdi's La Forza del Destino Overture, Tchaikovsky's Francesca da Rimini, and Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D Major, performed by BPO concertmaster Nikki Choi, begins the Beethoven Festival. The festival concludes with Beethoven's Pastoral, a celebration of nature's beauty and fragility, featuring Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Buffalo-born composer Robert Patterson's Triple Concerto, and Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. The Vampire Circus, the Riviera Theater, 67 West.
The following program is intended for listeners who are